We are on Daf Chof Chesam at Beis. My Havi Alod Tachash Shehoya Bimei Moshe. So now the Gemara asks, now let's come back. What is Taka with this Tachash that was Bimei Moshe? So Rashi says, Hoyel Ul Rav Yosef Lav Le'inyin Melocha De Mishkan Itmo. Since the Maskonis HaGemara was that Rav Yosef was not speaking Le'inyin Melechas HaMishkin, is Lo'i Ifshit Boy. So we cannot know from the Lashon of Rav Yosef what the Tachash was. Kolzman, we were under the impression that Rav Yosef was speaking about the Melechas HaMishkin, Lo'i Huchshur B'Melechas Shemayim Eloi Behemet Tahoyrem. So then we could figure out that the Tachash was a Behemoth Tahira. But now that we figured out that Rabbi Yosef was only speaking about the Ritzuas of Tvilin, so now the Gemara is asking, so Lamaise, what is with the Tachash? Is it a Tahira or a Tmeya? Oma Rabbi Lo, Oma Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish, Oma Hoya Rabbi Meir, Tachash Shahoya Bimei Moshe, Berye Bifnei Atzmai Hoya, it was a berye, v'loi hichiyu bo chachomim, the chachomim were unable to be machia to decide im min chayehu, im min behemahu. V'keren achas hoysa loi b'mitzchoy, he had one horn, ulofi shon izdam loi l'moyshe, and this b'shaitoi, when they needed to build the Mishkan, they found this tachash, but also mimenu mishkan, and they made the mishkan from the oir of the tachash, the nignas, and then it disappeared. So the Gemara says, mide koma keren achas oiso. Since we see that it was that had one keren oiso loy b'mitzchoy, shmami no toir hoyo. So we see that this was a tahira. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Sher Shehikriv Odom Arishin, Keren Achas Hoysoloi B'Mitzchoy, because Rabbi Yehuda said the Sher that Odom Arishin was Makriv also had one Keren. Shenema, will explain the Raya soon, Shenema Vasitav Lashem Mishoyer Por Makrin Mafris, Makrin Tarti Mashme, Makrin is Mashme two horns, Omar Rab Nachem Bayitzrok Makron Ksi, it's written without a U. V'livshit minei debin behemu. So the Gemara says, let us be poishit that it is a behemu. So the Gemara says, kiven de ikar keresh, de minchayahu, v'les le'elucho de keren, ikalameima minchayahu. A keresh is a type of an antelope, a unicorn that also has one horn. So memele, we cannot be sure what this tachash was. We know klar it had one horn, so either it was in the Shoyer family, or it wasn't the Keresh family. Exactly what it was, we don't know. But Al Kaponim, we do know, the Gemara says, Midi Koma Keren Achas Hoysoloi B'Mitzchoy Shma Mino Toir Hoyo. So we see it's Toir, because Rabbi Yehuda says that Adam Arishin was Makriv Ashoyer that had one Keren. So the Gemara is very difficult to understand. What Shaiches does, since Adam Arishin was the share that Adam Arishin was makri was mistama at tahira, that's for sure, because she wouldn't be makri by matmei legavoya. But what's the raya that this animal was tahir because the share of Adam Arishin had one keren? So Taisus in Chulin explains our Gemara as follows. The Gemara says in Chulin, kol sheyesh loy, this a Mishnah needed. Kol sheyesh loy kalnayim, yesh loy tlofim. Any animal that has horns has tlofim, parsoisov, sedukois, that's the lashon of Rashi, she'ein kalnayim, elo lebehema olachaya tahira. So in other words, now we have a Mishnah that if a behema has two horns, it's a behema tahira. The Gemara had a pilpul, but what's an animal that has one horn? So the Gemara says, "Mistame afilu bekeren achas." Mistame one horn also is a toira. Mid the ashkechan sheir shehikrib adam arishin. Shekeren achas ha'isa b'mitzchay v'toyer. Since we see in the Shoyer family that one horn is also toyer, so mistame, that is the raya. So we see lav davke two horns, because we see a Shoyer can have one horn. So we see a behema toyer can have one horn also. So the raya is that we have this klal, that having a keren is a simen, that is a tahira. And from the shayr that Adam Arishan was makir, we see even one keren is also a simen of tahara, because the keren that Adam Arishan, the behemoth that Adam Arishan was makir, was zicha toil. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, shayr shehikriv Adam Arishan, the shayr that Adam Arishan was makriv, keren achas oisaloi b'mitzroi. This shayr had one keren. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Vesitav Lashem. Rashi Nevi Dizor explains this Pasuk as follows. Vesitav Lashem Tfilosi. David HaMelech was mespalel. My tfilah should be choshuv, or more choshuv, by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Mishoir Pol. From the Shoir that was born a Pol. Now, a Shoir, the Gemara says, that a shayr ben yoimai kari shayr. As soon as a shayr is born, shayr v'kesev eiski yevoleit, shayr ben yoimai kari shayr. As soon as a shayr is born, it's called a shayr. A par has to be 3 years old. Now, there was a shayr po. There was a shayr that came into this world, and this was the shayr that Adam HaRishon was makrit. And when it came into this world, it was as big as a paw. A shayr that is born does not have karnayim. The karnayim come later when it becomes a paw. When it grows and it matures, then it gets karnayim. The shayr that was created, b'sheishis yemei ha'maisa, b'sheishis mei bereishis, that shayr was makrin mafris. The karnayim came into this world before the tlofim came into this world, because the shayr came out of the ground. It wasn't born, it was created. And the karnayim came first. So the pasuk is describing how the shayr looked. It was a shayr that came into this world that was already as big as a paw, ben shalosh shanim. And makrim, the karnayim came before the process came, before the tlofim came. So the Gemara asks, makrin tarti mashme? How do you know that only he had one keren? Makrin tarti mashme. So Rashi says, the stam makrin kol karnof. Makrin is all the karnayim. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, makron ksiv. So the Ritva says it just like in the Ksiv it's chosel, so in the Kanaim was also chosel. It only had one keren. So since it's toyer, because we see one keren is toyer, so be poishet it's a behema also. So the Gemara says, no, that we can't be poishet. Because there is a chayah also that has one keren. About kaponim, toyer etzicha was. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Psilas habeged shekiplo veloi hivavo. A person made a wick out of a beged. How did he make this wick? Shekiplo. He folded it, he rolled it together. He had a piece of material, he had a beged. And he rolled it together to form a wick. V'loi hivavo. But he did not singe this wick. That's the story that we are speaking about. So now the Mishnah speaks about two separate halachas. Rabbi Elazar Oimar Tmeyohi. Halacha number one, this psilas habeget is mekabel tumas begodim. Halacha number two, the aim madlikin bo. One should not use this for a wick, for some reason. Rabbi Kiva Oimar Tahirahi. First he speaks about this psila, this wick, which comes from a beged. Does it have tumas begodim? Rabbi Kiva Oimar Tahirahi. it's lost the tumas begodim. By rolling it up into a wick, by folding it into a wick, it's ice baggit. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, umadlikin bo. And one can use this wick to be madlik. Exactly what the machlekes is in madlikin bo, we'll see in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Shekipla, k'may shekgoydlim psilis. Just like you roll together wicks, so he took a piece of baggit and he rolled it together to make it suitable for a wick. The loy hivavo, he did not singe it. Allah shall have it. What's the purpose of singeing it? Kedesh tehei mechul reches, it should be singed. V'tadlik yofo, we'll be able to light it better. He didn't do that. Temeyohi. So Rabbi Lezer says that this beged that is folded up is tamei. The beged klihu, a beged is a keli. Umikabo tumim hoya shalish al shalish. If this beged is shalish al shalish, it's mekabel tumim. The kippul ain mevatlo mitayras beged. But that what he rolled it together, that what he folded it together, so you could always unfold it. So that is not mevatlet mitayras beged. Hoyel v'layhivavo. If he would have singed it, so then it becomes unusable. See, you can't use this beged that shalish al shalish. It's burnt. It's not usable anymore. But if he didn't singe it, he just folded it together. So he can unfold it. So it doesn't lose the shame beged through the kippel. Ve'ein madlikin bo, ke'de mefarish time o bigmore. The Gemara will give the reason why ein madlikin bo. There's a new machlokes if you're madlik with this psila, if you're not madlik with this psila. So the Gemara says as follows. So there are two halachas in this Mishnah. There's a double machlokes. The machlokes is if this psilas habeged is mekabel tumi, Rabbi Lez holds it's mekabel tumi, and Rabbi Kiva holds it's not mekabel tumi, that's one machlokes. And there's another machlokes if it is permissible to be madlik this psila. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime le'inyin tumi, the first machlokes, if this psila is mekabel tumi or not, so that I can understand, I can explain the machlekes. Baha pligi, the machlekes is as follows. The Rabbi Lozer sova kipul ein emoyl. Folding it together, rolling it together, does not change the status of the beged. It's a beged. That's, as Rashi said in the Mishnah, it's sholish al sholish its boys. It's a beged. So when you fold it, it's knashed, it's wrinkled, it's nothing. Ein emoyl, it doesn't do anything to the status of the beged. So it is like it was before. Just when it was rolled out, when it was flat, it had a teiras beged. So crunched up and rolled up, it also has a teiras beged. Rabbi Kiva sova, kippul moyl. No, Rabbi Kiva holds. No, now since it was rolled up, it's tied together, even though you can take it apart. No. The kippul ubetulei bottle, it's mevatel v'teiras beged. And the status that it's now, it's not oimet to be a beged, so it becomes ois beged. Fine. So we can understand the machlokes. Ela inyan hadloke, but there's now a second machlokes. If one is permitted to be madlik this psila, what kind of machlokes do you have over here? Bamai pligi. What is the machlokes? Omar Abeloz, Omar Aboishi, Evechen Omar Avada Barave. Hoche, the Mishnah is speaking about Begimel, Al Gimel, Mitzum Tzomes Askinon. We're speaking about a beged, which is exactly three etzbois and three etzbois. Number one. Number two, Obeyantev Shechaliyes Erev Shabbos Askinon. Number two, we are speaking about that the Hadloke, which is Erev Shabbos, he's making it on Yontif. He's being madlik this psile on Yontif l'kovet Shabbos. The kula alme, everyone holds islohu de Rab Yehuda. Sai Rabbi Lezon, Sai Rabbi Kiva hold like Rab Yehuda. What did Rab Yehuda say? The Omar Rab Yehuda said as follows. Masikin bekelim. One is permitted to take a wooden keli and use it for firewood. Masikim bekelim. ואין מעסיקן בשברי כלים. But let's say you had a chair. In the beginning of Yontif, you had a chair. And the chair broke. So now I have a broken chair. So instead of putting it out for the incinerators to take it, I can use it myself. I can use it for firewood. I can't use it anymore for a chair. So Rabbi Yehuda said, you could use it for firewood, but not in Yontif. Ve'ein ma'asikin b'shivrei kelim. A shever keli, you are not permitted to use as firewood. Why not? What's wrong with a shever keli? Because there's a lomdus. Because since this was betchilas knisas hayoyim, since when it became Yontif, this was a chair, this was not oimid to be used for firewood. This was oimid to be used as a chair. In the middle of Yontif, when this chair broke, so now it became ois chair, and it became now firewood. It became wood to be used for kindling purposes. This is called noilot. One Rabbi Yehuda holds something that was not in existence before Yontif, and came into existence in Yontif, one is not permitted to use. And let us say the makayer of this is, as we once mentioned, the pasuk says, Ve'ichinu eis asher yaviyu. A person should use Yontif, something that was prepared Erev Yontif. It was oimed to be used Erev Yontif. It was prepared already Erev Yontif for the use of Yontif. That one can use Yontif. If something was noilad in Yontif, it came into existence in Yontif, so that one is not permitted to use in Yontif. That's a muktzeh of noilad. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though the materials were here Erev Yontif also, this chair was here Erev Yontif, but Erev Yontif was a chair. Yontif, it became ois chair, became a shever keli, became now oimid to be used for firewood. So that's called noilet. Ve'ein masikim b'shivrei kelim. We cannot kindle shivrei kelim in Yontif. Bein masikim b'shivrekel. Number one. And number two, udekula alme islahu deule. Everyone holds, so we have already dwelt two agdomas. Number one, we're speaking about three agdomas. Number one, we're speaking about a beged that is exactly three etzbois by three etzbois. Number two, we are speaking about that we want to make a hadlokya erev Shabbos, which is yontif. Number three, everyone holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the ein masikim b'shivrei kelim. And number four, udekula alme islahu de'ule. Everyone holds like ule. The omar ule hamadlik tzorik cheyadlik b'roiv hayoytze. When a person kindles an er shel mitzvah, so the psile that is sticking out, one, it is not sufficient to be yoytze mitzvahs hadloke by just igniting the top part of the wick. Roiv hayoytze, roiv of the wick, that is protruding from the ner, he has to ignite. So he has to stand there with his lechtele in ignite roiv of the wick. So what is he doing? So he is being mishtamish with noilad in Yontif. That is what he is doing. Why? How did it become noilad? Because we have over here a beged which was exactly gimel al gimel. So when bishas knisas hayoyim, it was a beged. It was a rechivas of a beged. And when you twisted it together, according to Kabbalezer, it's still a beged. So it's a beged now. He started lighting it in Yontif. He started lighting it. So the minute it started burning, so now he started lighting it. So it becomes less than Gimel al Gimel. The minute it becomes less than Gimel al Gimel, it becomes a Sheva Keli. So it's Muktzeh. It's Noilet. Before you had a piece of material, before you had a baguette, now you have a Sheva Keli. Now, if it wouldn't have been for Ule, so he wouldn't, he'd take away his match and he'll watch how it burns. So he's not being mishtamish. There's no shimush, there's no use of mukze. Perhaps he's deriving benefit from the mukze. He's deriving benefit from the light. But there's no shimush of mukze. He's not using it. But here, since Ula said you stand there, and you make sure that oiv of the wick should become ignited, so by standing there igniting oiv of the wick, that's called I'm mishtamish, I'm using mukze. That's called a shimush bedavo shal mukze. So if this is mukze, if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it's called noilat, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's not noilat, there's no such thing of noilat, so, or this isn't called noilat, so it's not mukze, so there's no problem whatsoever. But Rabbi Yehuda said that asheva keili, ein masikim b'sheva keilim, asheva keili becomes mukze because it's noilat. So if it's ein masikim, so I'm not permitted to stand there and to ignite it. That's called a shimush b'mukze. And mukze is also b'shimush. And let us again explain this. This has what I'm telling you, Be'etzem Shteitin Rashbin, the Stiplin Bey explains it. Again, we said the inyan of mukze is ve'hichinu es asher yaviu. Whatever is used in yontif should have been prepared before yontif. This is called a shimush. I'm igniting the wick. That is called, I'm using it. I'm using it for my purpose. So that's called a shimush b'mukze. Since this was not prepared before Yontav this wasn't a wick, this was a baguette. Now in Yontav it became a wick, so memele, so ein masikin v'shivrei kelim. That's according to Ula, because they have to stand there. If I could go away, and it could ignite by itself, so that's called I'm being mishtamish with mukze. I am deriving benefit from mukze, so the Rashba says, as a raya from this Gemara, mukze is mutter bahano. Mukze is not osel bahano. I'm allowed to derive benefit from it. I'm not allowed to be mishtamish be mukze. Shimush is equivalent to achila. Just like one is not allowed to eat something which wasn't muchen miboidyoim, one is not allowed to use to be mishtamish something that wasn't muchen miboidyoim. So memela, so now the Gemara explains beautifully the Mishnah. Rabelezer sova kipul einoy moil. So these two aloches, one is intertwined with the other. Psilas habeget shekiplo. A person took a beget and he rolled it together. He rolled it into a wick. Veloy hivavo. Rabelezer oimer, so now we'll clear a shaila. Rabelezer, is this still a beget? Or did it lose the shame beget because it's rolled up? No, it's mekabel tum. It's still a beget. It's rolled up. Rolling up doesn't mean anything. You can spread it out. So it's called a beget. Oh, if it's called a beget. So memele, since we are speaking about that it's gimel al gimel as boys, by kindling it, now it's going to become a sheva keli. Now it's going to become a beget when you start burning it. Therefore, the ein madlikim bo. So you can't be madlik with such a thing. Yontev shechaliyah is berev Shabbos. Ein masikim b'shivrei kelim. That is the svar of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Kiva oimar tahoy rahi. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the minute you roll it together, you make it into a wick, so it loses the shame beged. It is not a beged anymore. So if it is not a beged, so it's ois keli. If it's ois keli, so memele, so it was already a shever keli before yontif already. As soon as you made it into the wick, it became ois beged, ois keli. So therefore, so it's not noilat, madlikin bo. So therefore, you're permitted to be madlik. Now let us see the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer sova kippul ein emoil. Kippul does not help to make it ois beged. The kiv in the adlik bei puto. So since we are speaking about a beged mitzumtzim, so as soon as you start lighting it, havile sheva keli. So it becomes a sheva keli. V'chi kom adlik, and now he's continuously lighting it, b'sheva keli kom adlik. So we have a problem, a masikim b'sheva keli. Rabbi Kiva sova kippul moil. Rabbi Kiva holds that kippul makes it ois beged. V'ein toiras keli olav. It does not have a toiras keli. So memele, so before yontif, as soon as you rolled it together, it became ois keli. V'chi komadlik, ba'etz ba'ome komadlik. So the hadlok is not in a begid, the hadlok is in a piece of material, which is not, doesn't have a chshivus of keli, a chshivus of a begid. So memela, so there's no problem. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, ah, you enlightened me. Hainu de tanino, I had learned pshat in the Mishnah. Gimel al gimel mitzumtzomis. The Mishnah has to be speaking about, it's gimel al gimel atzvois mitzumtzomis. Exactly gimel al gimel. Velo yodano l'may hilchus. I didn't figure out why do you have to say the Mishnah speaking about dafke gimel al gimel atzvois. But now, since I hear this pshat in the Mishnah, now everything became clear to me. Let us see Rashi. Kippel moil livetulei mitayres beget. Kippel helps to make it ois beget. Mitzumtzom ois tihavet fei puta lekuli alme madlikim. It would be more than gimelatz boy, so it seems that one would be able to be madlik roiv hamadlik, and it wouldn't be ois beget. Beyond of shachali ois berev Shabbos, the shaykh be yisamuktaskinen. If Erev Shabbos would have been Bechoil, so there's no problem. So yeah, there's no problem of Muksa. But speaking about that, it's Yontif. Ve'ein masikin v'shivrei kelim. One is not permitted to kindle broken kelim. Shenish v'ruboi bayoim da'avolu neilet. Because these kelim are called neilet. Avol bekelim masikin. But samazay to be masika kelim, you're allowed to. The hachozel the talfon, the keli is not mukze, so I'm permitted to burn the keli. The kulam is lo tzorich hamadlik lahadlik biyodayim koidim siluk yodov roiv hayoytzim in apsila. The madlik has to be madlik with his hands, roiv hayoytzim in apsila chutzlaner, roiv of the wick that's sticking out, hilka. Al kochach tzorich lasik boy, he has to bashevtik zich. With this psila, la'achash and nivchas mishalish, after it became less than shalishah's voice, hilkach time the rabbalozer do osal. So the reason the rabbalozer asks kosova, he holds kippul einay moil. Folding it up, rolling it up does not help. Vahavalei so that means even though it was folded up, it still was a keli. Vahavalei kli shenishbal biyontev. So now it is a keli that became broken in yontev. He commadlik beiput, and he started kindling it, he started lighting it, even the mitzum tzom, he saw you, since we're speaking about a beggar that was exactly Gimelot's voice, or Gimelot's voice, havu shivre keli. So now it became a sheva keli, the poches misholoi shlav keliu. Vahavu le kli shenishbal biyontev. So it's a kli that became broken in yontev. He commadlik biyodayim, when he's madlik biyadayim, he's mashlim roiv hayoytzei b'sheva keili komadlik. He's being madlik with the sheva keili. V'hod amrina mesikin bekeilim. Aye, how is one permitted to kindle keilim? If you'll kindle keilim, they're going also going to become sheva keilim. He shouldn't touch it afterwards. He just puts it in when it's a complete keli. And later when it gets broken, he shouldn't stir the coals and the wood because then he'd be mishtamish b'mukze and it's neilet. Elim came riba olaveitzim mechonim kedal kaman. Unless he'll add more eitzim mutarim, so there'll be a din of bitl b'roiv, that these eitzim will become bottle b'roiv. That the atzei mukta, the kelim will become bottle b'roiv. Kippel moil, Rabbi Kiva holds that kippel can make it ois keli. Val kochach merev yontev kippla, so mestame he made it, he rolled it together erev yontev. Then goydlem psilim b'yontev. One is not permitted to make psilim b'yontev. Kedesanya b'hamevi, kvan is batala kelim b'boid yoyim. So the kelim became bottle b'boid yoyim. Ein kan sheva keili. So there's no sheva keili. Haino de tanino. Shayisi shaynis. Rabbi Yosef says, I had learned me rabbeisai. Mishneh, the Mishneh speaking about gimel al gimel mitzum tzomis. The Mishneh speaking about that the beged was three its boys by three its boys exactly. Lehabi yedan olamai hilchase itma. Didn't understand why does he have to be speaking about exactly three its boys. If it's negel gabi kabbalas tume, koshken di ike tveide metame, and if it's four, it's boys and souls, I'm out of givis tome. So memele, but now I understand. The sfas emes is ma'ore aha'ore, but he says, you see from the Gemara nitazai. He says, he could understand, ein masikin b'shivrei kelim, because let's say you had a chair, the chair was not aimed to be used for kindling wood, and all of a sudden the chair broke in Yontif, so that's called noilet, that's called, before Yontif I didn't, this was furniture, and now it became kindling wood, firewood, so that's called noilet. He says, but if you have a beged that's rolled up to be a wick, what is it oimed to be? A wick is going to be burnt. It's oimed for that. Why is this called noilet? Noilet, one could assume, is something that came unexpected. Or if the whole, a wick is oimed to be burnt. Even though good, it has a teres beged, but it's oimed to be burnt. So he says, one misvare could say that this is not called noilet. The Gemara says nitazai. The Gemara says, even a psila, even though it was oimed to get burnt, since it's a shem chodosh, before it had a shem beged, now it has a shem, it's ois beged, that alone, even though it was oimed to be that, this also gives it a shem noilet. It's called Aponim Chadoshes Bolakan, and the same Allah applies of Ein Masikim B'Shivrei Kelim. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Umide Kometarets Rav Acher Bar Ave Alibed Rav Yehuda. So if Rav Ade Bar Ave Seb Shaten the Mishneh with these few Akdomets that everyone holds like Rav Yehuda, Ein Masikim B'Shivrei Kelim, Shema mino, ki Rabbi Yehuda svirolei, that Rav Ade Bar Ava holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Is that the sign of the mission, like Rabbi Yehuda? Umi omar Rav Ade Bar Ava hochi, Rav Ade Bar Ava holds like Rabbi Yehuda. For omar Rav Ade Bar Ava, nochi shechokak kav bibikas Yisrael, anochi that hollowed out a piece of wood that belonged to Yid, Masika biyontif is permitted to use it for kindling wood. Stachaydish Aviv says he's using the thing what he hollowed out, the thing that he took out from the log. That's called noilet. Chayru Pashas would seem it's the other way around. Before it wasn't a keli and now it was a keli. Before there was a piece of wood and now he hollowed out and he made it into a keli. Al koponim. Whatever the lumdus is, this is considered noilet. And Rav Ade Bar Ava said, it's permitted to, even though it's a malocha deraisa, it's not namazay a noilet, it came about through a malocha deraisa, is masika biyontif. Avopikain, one is permitted to use it biyontif, so halta nishtal din noilet, vamay noilet too. So mamela, so we see that Rav Ade Bar Ava holds like Rav Shimon, but he doesn't ask on noilet. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein masikim b'shivrei kelim." So it's very modern. Rav Ade Bar Ava is Rav Shimon Zachosid, and he's at the Zayin the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "L'divreim d'Rav Elazar Rav Akiva komalei v'leilei sfiralei." So the Gemara says, he really holds like Rav Shimon. No, the Mishnah couldn't explain only according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mamela, that's why he's saying Pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zogt Rashi, Shechok HaKav B'yontif, Tahavalei Noilet. L'divreim de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva Koma. Haidukim l'Ravada Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, Dechoze Pluktayu, he realized that their machloik is, Delei Metuk Me'ela Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. We cannot understand the machloik is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mihu iyu lei svira lei ele ke Rav Shimon. La aloche, he holds like Rav Shimon. This is the first mahalach to say pshat in the Mishnah. Chova oma hainu taimed Rav Elazar lefi she'ein madlikin bepsilo she'eina mechureches ולאי בסמרטונטין שאינם מחורכים. The second halacha, Rav says you don't have to make an akimta, that is speaking about Erev Shabbos, Shechal Yilies B'yontev, Metamaisa with Mukze. No, they're speaking about every Erev Shabbos. We're speaking about Hilchis Hadlokas Haner. Is one permitted to be madlik a psile that is not singed? It doesn't kindle so easily. Is this kosher for a psile? That is the machloikis Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Leza oimer ein madlikin bo. You should make sure that the wicks are singed before you use them for Shabbos. That's one of the tnoim of a kosher psile. And Rabbi Kiva says madlikin bo. Let us see what Rashi says. Time the Rabbi Elezer, Bahadlokim Mishum the Aimad Likimboy, Shain Dilkin Yofa. Bechol Shapsa is Hashona Osa, Velav Mishum Noilat. It is Osa every Shabbos, not Otz Noilat. So that is the second Machloikis. Now, what is the first Machloikis? The Machloikis is Eva Machloikis, Psilus Abeget Shekipla Vlahivavo Temeyo or Tahoira. What is that Machloikis? So the Gemara says, Alaha de Toni Rav Yosef. So, Gimel al Gimel mitzum tzomeis. As Rav Yosef said, it's speaking about only Gimel al Gimel mitzum tzomeis. If we learn Pshat like we learned till now. So the Shaila is, if Kippel is Mevatlet Mitairis Beged. So, what's the difference if it's Gimel al Gimel mitzum tzomeis or the Dalet al Dalet? What's the difference? So why did Rabbi Yosef have to say that it's speaking about Gimel or Gimel Mitzumtzomis? L'may Hilchese, so the Gemara says L'inyin Tume. It's Takana Igeya L'inyin Tume. The Machloikis is Goranander Shaila. The Snan, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, Gimel al Gimel Sha'omru Chutz Min Amolol Divrei Rav Shimon V'Chachomim Oimrim Gimel al Gimel Mechuvonis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, chutz min amolo, so Rashi says as follows. Derech teifrei begodim, limloel min habegodim. When a person sews pieces of material one to the other, so he's koifel ma'at soviv hatfire. He bends in the beged. That means that he doesn't sew the beged one piece of the beged to the other, he folds it in, that the loose threads should not become more loose. He folds it in a little bit, the sides of the, he's using something, let's say, for a patch, so he folds in on the sides, and then he starts sewing it. Derech teifrei begodim, limloel min habegodim. Limlo means lekaiflo ma'at. He bends it in, soviv atfire, around where he wants to sew it to the rest of the other baget, v'achar kach toifa. Then he sews it. V'gimel al gimel. Now, Rashi says, we learned already that gimel al gimel, a baget that's three etzbois by three etzbois, is chozil aniyim. What will an oni do with three etzbois al three etzbois? The oni will only use it for a patch. V'gimel al gimel, Saifai litfai litloi litaloi bebeget. He'll use it for a patch. Bebeget odi. Lachain, achshevu aliyes kli. So it has a shame beget because it's going to be used for a patch. Hilkach. So now we have a machlekes tanoim. So since the shimush of a patch is only when you fold in a chelik of the beget, so now, how do you measure the gimel al gimel? Do you measure the gimel al gimel after it is folded already? It still has gimel al gimel? Or do you look before you folded it? So even though after, when it is sewn in, you really don't have gimel al gimel, but since the area of the patch is gimel al gimel, that alone makes it a teiras beged. That is the shaila. So that is the machlokes tanoim. The gimel al gimel seifai litfai letaloi bebegedoni. The end is we're going to use it for a patch. Lachain achshavu li yiskli. And that's why it has achshivis of a beged. Hilkach. So the Tanakama Tzachli is by Yaisam Mishiramolo. Kidei Shiatoloi Sholei Shal Sholei. So the area of the material loan has to be larger than Gimel Al Gimel. So that means, so Al Kaponim, after you fold it, you'll still have Gimel Al Gimel. That's Divrei Rab Shimon. V'chachomim Aimrem, Gimel Al Gimel Mechuvonais, Mitzumtzomais. It is sufficient if Gimel Al Gimel Mitzumtzomais. U'bohachi Yachshivu. That's enough. V'aval Gav D'chshiyitfer. Even though when you'll come to use this material, like Havi Sholish, it won't be Sholish. I know how the Rav Yosef. That is what Rav Yosef was saying in the Mishnah.
Yosef explains that both Tanoim of our Mishnah, Sai Rabbi Lezer, Sai Rabbi Kiva, hold like the Chachamim. That Gimel Etzbois Mechuvonois is sufficient to make it for a Beget. And that is what Rav Yosef is telling us. You do not need more than Gimel Etzbois Mechuvonois. The machlokes le'inyan tumah is the same machlokes as we had learned before. Does kippul, folding it, rolling it up together, does that make it ois beged? Or does kippul not make it ois beged and it is still mekabel tumah?
Zog the Gemara weiter. Let us see the vowel the second thesis. V'loi bismar tutim She'einon mechurochim. It says that the machlokes is an adloke, if one is permitted to use a shmate that is not singed. Kosher, kiven de tonne da filo bepsilo, she'einon mechurochim se'em adlikin. It says already that a wick that is not singed as a madlikin, because it won't burn well. Kolshkem bismaltutim she'einon mechurochim. So why is it necessary to say? A wick burns much less than a shmata burns much less than a wick. That is the machlekes. The machlekes is smaltutin mechurochim if one is permitted to be madlik. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Masikin bekeilim ve'ein masikin b'shivrei keilim. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon mater. Rav Shimon holds that this is mutter. Again, this is the shaila, is it noilet or not noilet? Masikin b'tmorim. One is permitted to use, the pits of tmorim are a very good fuel. So a person is permitted to take a pit and throw it into the fire. Ochlon. What is, if he ate the tmor, he ate the date, ein masikin b'garinei. Now you cannot use the pits for fuel. Why? Because it was noilet. That means kolzman, it was attached to the date. It had a shame oichel on it. After you ate the date, now it has a shame garen, a shame fuel. So that's noilet. Ein masikim begarinei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon mater. Rabbi Shimon is mater. Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no issel noilet. Masikim be'egoizim. One is permitted to be masik be'egoizim. With walnuts. Ochlon, what if he ate the agoizim? Ein masikin beklipaisayim. One is not permitted to use the shells of the walnut, for fuel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon mater. Rabbi Shimon is mater. So we have here three cases of noilat. All these three cases, the shever keli, the garin, the klipe, became noilat in yontif. We have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says it's tzricha. It has to tell us all three cases. The Yashmin and Kamaisa. If it only tell us the first case, Ein Masikin b'Shivrei Keilim. Vahi Kama Rabbi Yehuda. So Davke in this first case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Ein Masikin b'Shivrei Keilim. Mishum Demi Kore Keili Vahashta Sheva Keili. This is Ashinu Yashem. The Etzim Zach changed. Before this was furniture, and now it became a piece of wood. So this is called noilat. Avol tmorim, but by dates, the mikore garinin, when they were attached to the date, it was also a pit. Vahashta garinen, eimo shapir domi. So I would think that what, that this is not called noilin. So memele, so that's what he's telling us that no, that garinim is also called noilet. The iyashmin and garinim, if you would tell me the chiddush of garinim, hava amine demikore mechasyon vahashta megalya. Maybe garinim is taka called noilet, because before they were covered, they were not accessible. So memele, so it's called, that means this fuel came into the world after you ate the date, then it became noilet. Avol klipe agoizim, but the shells of walnuts, the mikore migalu, they were here all along. Vahashta migalu, they didn't change. Before it was a nut of a shell of a nut, and now it's weiter. Vahashta migalu. Eima shapir domi. So I would think that this is not called Neuland. Tzriche. So Memele, it has to tell us this Chiddush also. Let us see Rashi. Ein ma'asikin begarinim beyontev tahava lohu Neuland. Now it became Neuland. Vahashte migalyo ilkach Neuland habe. Let us see Tosfos. Ochlon ein ma'asikin begarineim. Teim olari. Beperik neutel. The Gemara says later, Oma lemeim redero veKrab Yehuda svirelei. Does Rav hold like Rab Yehuda? Rab Yehuda asos noilet perish. The osar neveiloshen is nablo b'shabes, and neveiloshen is nablo b'shabes is noilet. What is the noilet? Because before Kozman the behemoth was alive, it was not oimed to be used as dog food. It had the was oimed for something more choshev. If it died in Shabbos, so now it's oimed to be used as dog food. So this is called noilet. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Beilish Nisnablo b'Shabbos is also. So the Gemara says, how can we say that Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda? For Omer Leila Shamei, he told his Meshores, Toverli Bar Avoize. Now this was in Yontif. They had shechted a kachke, a duck, they had shechted Erev Yontev. Yontev, he tells the Mishores as follows. Tovali baravoize, you should roast it for me. Vishodi meyeho leshunre. And the bnei ma'ayim, the kishkis of the intestines of this evois, give it to the cat. So the Gemara was medame, the intestines of a duck to a behemish in Isnablo. He says, that's the Gemara's kash. So how could Rav hold like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara answers a Mishani Hosom. So the Gemara says, no. Kiven de Masrech Erev Yontev. He knew that it might get a bad odor. It might become unedible. Daiti Yelave Miesmer. So Erev Yontev already, he had in Zinin, when he was preparing his cat food, he had in Zinan, oh, maybe I'll be able to use those b'nei ma'ayim. We'll see how good it will hold without refrigeration. So memele, so it was muchen mi boyoy alma. So memele, that's not called noilet, because he was aware that it might, that there was a where it might spoil, so Mamele was making it already me ba'id yoim to be cat food. Might in the Vela Mistama didn't take a cardiogram Erev Yontivs, or Erev Shabbos. So Lamaisa, so there was no expectations that it's going to die in Shabbos. Alme, ab al kaponim, kiven de daitai me esmoil, losais le shunrik shiasriach. But if Erev Yontiv, he took this into consideration, that the intestines might spoil, and therefore he's going to go and give it to the cat. Shari, shesich lemocher, shari. Aval gav the chosman shaloi yisriya chosi liyoda. Now, if you ask him erev yontev, Rove, what are you going to do with these bnei ma'ayim? So he would say, ich weiß nicht. Matters how warm it's going to be. It matters how good they're going to hold. If they'll be good, I'll eat it myself. If it won't be good, I'll give it to the cat. Aber al kaponim, since he was aware of the possibility that it might be masriach in yontiv, so that's called achonim ibay yoyim. It was already muchim ibay yoyim for katfut. Mishum dechoshiv kilo ichinam ibay yoyim l'shumre. So that is not called noilot. That means even though there was a change erev yontiv to yontiv. Erev Yontev was food for a human being. Yontev became cat food. That's also a noilad. But since he was aware of the possibility, so that's called tachone. So achinami mi esmael daite ilave lahasir agarinim sheyoichel atmorim lamocher. You asked him, he had put away these tmorim. He's going to enjoy himself Yontev. So he asked him, what's going to be with the garinim? So he says, no, the garinim, what do you do with the garinim? I use them for fuel tomorrow. Here we see already that the awareness of what might occur is enough to make it muchan. It's not called noilet, even though there is a transition. Erev Yontif, it was fit for human consumption, and Yontev it becomes only cat food. It only becomes cat food. Afal pikein. The awareness makes it oisnoilet. So Mamela here also, the awareness should make it oisnoilet, and that's called, it was muchen mi baidya. V'yeshloim edahosem baravoizen ishchat me'erev Yontev. There, it was geshocht me'erev Yontev. Ve'ein ha'me'ayim tzrichen le'evoiz. The me'ayim, the intestines, do not need the duct. That means they're two separate entities. So me'mela, one doesn't need the other. V'kivin de mi'ba'oid yoyim daite le'meis ve'le'shun re'im yasrichu. So that means, so this entity, you're asking him, erev yontev, what do you plan to do with this? So he says, two alternatives. Either I'll eat it, or I'll give it to the cat. So that's called, it was muchen mi ba'oid yoyim. What made it not cat food? I mean, it could be oimit for cat food as well, it could be oimit for human consumption. Aval hochi hagarinim tzrichin lo'ichel. The oichel needs the garinim. The garinim preserve the oichel. The freshness of the date depends on the garin. So here, it is not sufficient that means erev yontev, this is an oichel. It's mekabel tumes oichelim. That means since it has a din shema for the oichel, so it has a shame oichel on it. In zinin to aces, b'nei ma'ayim, what shame does it have erev yontev? Ich weiß nicht. There's both shemes. It could be cat food, it could be human food. But here very erev yontev it had the shame. So the mele, so if we decide later to use it for cats, it's not called that it was noilet. Masha ain't came the garinim of the tamarim, this was considered erev yontev, was considered food. Because the tamarim need it. V'chshivi koichel atzma ad sheyoichel atamarim. V'kachoshev lo noilet. Here it doesn't help what the das was may esmel to the das was may esmel to use it for fuel. This is called a noilet. This is called a shinui Hashem. This is called a real noilet. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'hod Rav. Eisus Rav said tvi haloches b'shem Rav Yehuda. All these three halachas are halachas and hilchas neila. This is called neila. This is called neila. All these things are called neila. V'hod Rav lav beferish itmer elam miklole itmer. Rav never said beferish that Rav Yehuda said this, but from a maise that occurred with Rav, we could derive that Rav holds that Rav Yehuda said this. The Rav ochel tamri v'shodi kashayse lebuchye. This was in the middle of the week. Rav was eating tamarim and he threw the pits into the stove for fuel. Amalei Reb Chiya, So Abchiyah told Rav, Bar Pichsi, Ben Gdoilin, Kinegdei Biyontev, you know, this is very good, M'chol Kenz Tatanazoi, Biyontev Abon, such a mice in Yontev is also. You're not permitted to do such a thing, because in Yontev it will be Noilet. That's what he told him. So now the Gemara says, Kibla Minei, Eloi Kibla Minei. Was he mekabel this member of Rav Chiyah, yes or no? Toshma, the chiosi rav lebovel, ochel tamre, vishodi kishiosa lechiyuse. So let us see what happened. When later Rav came to Bovel, so he was watching him in Yontif. So in Yontif he went and ate tamorim, and he threw the pits for chayis. It seems they also use it for, it's an animal food. So memele, my lav vepasiyosa vole kiblo. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara has a shaila now, what's pshat in these pits? There are two types of tamorim. There's parsiyoso and armiyoso. Parsiyoso are ripe tamorim. So if they're ripe, so the meat of the date slips off completely from the pit, and nothing is left on the pit. So memele, if Rav was metalful these pits in Yontev, so we see klo that Rav holds it's not noilet. Because he couldn't have been metalto these pits because there's some of the meat of the date left on it because it slips right off by a ripe date. So memeles, if we see that Rav, if we see that Rav threw away the pits in Yontev, so we see loy kibla. So the Gemara says, loy bar miyosa, it's no raya from this maisa what Rav held. Could be it's speaking about unripe dates. Unripe dates, so when you take out the pit, so the pit is bachlal not mukze, because there's some of the meat of the tamar still attached to it. Hoyul v'chozul agavi mayu. So let us see for 1 minute the Maram. It's a very difficult gemara to understand what the gemara means, miklole itmo. So what do we see? What do we see from this maise? The Maram says as follows. V'hoda rav lav beferish itme. So the Maram says, divrei ha-gemora ha-lolu tzrichim bir, kashemu v'ma'atzmoy. The Gemara is very difficult to understand. First the Gemara said, rav said three memris, what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Then the Gemara says, he really didn't say it, but from this ma'isa we see. So what do we see from this ma'isa? V'niri d'hochi perushi. So the Maram says as follows. V'hoda marav Yehuda mishmei d'rav, the Omar Rav Yehuda ain't masikim begarinim. Before we took for granted that Rav Yehuda Marav et cetera memre, that Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't masikim begarinim. So the Gemara says loy omre beferish. Rav never said this beferish. Elo bishvil there was such a maise. She shama Rav Yehuda me Rav oisay maise. She ochel tamri. Rav heard this whole maise. That Rav was once eating tomorrow. Behind the Alkochach, what pshat in Rav Chiyah? Ali bid Rav Yehuda. So Mestama Rav Chiyah told him that according that he said Rav Chiyah held the halach is like Rav Yehuda. So he told Rav, listen, Vachin is no problem, but Yontav you shouldn't dare do this. This lay mukze. Mizeh hoyu oimrim. Mishmei de Rav, the Islay, le Rab Yehuda, the Ein Masikim Begarine. That means, if Rav told over what Rab Chiyah said, so Mestama Rab Chiyah, the halach of Rab Chiyah only makes sense according to Rab Yehuda. So, when Rav told over this Maise, so Vaisa is Rav also holds that Rab Yehuda holds Masikim Begarine. That Ein Masikim Begarine because it's Noel. Aval Evshahu, the Aval Gav, the Omar Rav Chiyah, Le Rav Hochi, Loi Svira Le Rav Kain, She Yosel Rav Yehuda, La Hasik Begarinim. But maybe, that's what the Gemara means, Lav Beferish Itma, Ela Miklol Itma. Maybe, even though Rav told over this Maise, but could be Rav disagreed with Rav Chiyah. Loi Kiblo Minei. So if it was loyki blominei, he holds a fill according to Rabbi Yehuda that this is not called noilad, al the svara kimen de mikore gerinim v'achshav gerinim. Lekach boi gemore, kiblominei, oi loyki blominei. That means we have to really find out from this mice alone, whatever he told over that Rab Chiya told him. I don't know Bechlal if Rab agrees with Rab Chiya that Rab Yehuda holds like this. So we'll have to find out. Kibla mine. So that is Pshat, that's how the Maram learns Pshat in the Gemara. So Mamelus, so the Gemara says, I really don't know for sure if Rav really holds this Chiddush. That Garinim is called Noilad. Let us see Rashi. Kashiyosa Garinim, Bar Pirsi Ben Gedoilim, Ochel Tamri Biyontev, Parsiyosa Tmorim Toivim, Umizbashlim Yofe, V'chol, these are ripe tamarim. V'chol oichel shalhem nifrash me'al garineim. The oichel is separates itself from the garinim. Vein garinim ruyim letaltel. V'lochi shor letaltel mishdain lechiyusa. One is permitted to throw them to chayis alme loikiblo minei. He holds it's not muktzeh. Samuel says, no, bakudiz bar miyosa. Vein is bash loishofe. Vein oichel nifrash mehem. V'nishdai begarineim. So therefore one is permitted to be metaltal agavi mayu shiyesh oid me imon aleim. There's still from the fruit of the date is still attached some of the fruit to the gal. So Tosfos says hopshite the rab also noiled kerabi Yehuda. That's for sure. We don't have a shaila If Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda and Rav knows that Rabbi Yehuda asad noilet, that's zicher that Rav asad noilet kill Rabbi Yehuda. Mikrochi de zuzi. Remember that you test on the base the Marshe Sakash and Taisvis. The Maram also asks mikrochi de zuzi is a case of a machzelas. Taisvis learned pshat. Mikrochi de zuzi is a machzelas, a type of a mat that had a very pungent odor, and it was muktzemach masmius, and Rav held muktzemach masmius. So, how Tosfos was mekasher? Here we see that Rav asks Kalchi de Zuzi is a raya that he holds the neilad is also. The Marsha Tainis Tosfos should have brought down a previous case, which that Tosfos calls neilad by the Shemin Bebeis Habadim. That was a case of Noilad, not Kalchi de Zuzi. Al Kaponim, Taisus brings up a case of Kalchi de Zuzi. So Mamil Taisus says that Zichar, that Rav holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an Isra of Noilad. Elamai Sirai, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai Sirai, the Af Begarinim, the Ikolameimer, the Ikora Garinim. Okay, this is a new Chiddush. A Poshet in Noilad, nu. But here there's a Svarim Ikora Garinim, Vahashta Garinim, also Rabbi Yehuda. So Mel, that's the Shaila. That is the shaila. So Mamela can this maise that we have a mesayre with the inyan with Rabbi and Rav. You have to know how feleslich it is or not. Aval kaponim, this maise will prove if Rav holds that if according to Rabbi Yehuda that garinim are also called noila. The imtaima, fine. So afila, you'll say that this maise is feleslich vekibla mine. Oba obe goizim, but perhaps that's three maises over here. Ubegoizim the mikore migalu vahash the migalu minolon the osa. That means how can we build that the shells of walnuts are also called noilet? Here there's a new svara that it wasn't mechusa, it was megula all the time. Bishleimad afal gavu the mitamza isa tzrichese mikomak mitamza lefiyemes einirale lechalik beinayim. But really that if the minute you'll be moide that garinim is called noiled, even though it's mikor garinim, achshav garinim, this small difference between mechashin and megalion, that is really not a difference in halachis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar lei Rav Shmuel bar bar chanda le Rav Yosef. Rav Yehuda, the Omar masikin bekeilim, according to Rav Yehuda that holds masikin bekeilim, Ve'ein ma'asikin b'shivrei kelim. But one is not allowed to use shivrei kelim for fuel. Kivin the adlik b'hu pulte. Since he was madlik, he started burning the kelim, havele shivrei kelim. So become shivrei kelim. The chikom ahapach b'yisurikom ahapach. So when he's stirring the fire, he's stirring the fire. It's Issa. The chikam ahapach b'isurikam ahapach. So how is he permitted to stir Shivrei Kalim. So the Rashba brings a raya from the Gemara's Kasha, that from the Gemara we see that, again, the Gemara's only Kasha was, how could he move around this Neulet? It's Shivrei Kalim. It's a Shaila of Tiltul. It's a Shaila of Shimush. If he won't move around this Eitzim and he'll cook on it, it's no Shaila. So the Rashba brings a Raya, that the two Rayas that the Rashba brings a Merdik, you say this to the Rashba, and the Gemara before, and we mentioned in Ule, and the Gemara now, that Muktzeh is not also Bahano, it's only also B'Shimush. Shimush is also. That's the Gemara before. The Gemara said that you have to be madlik b'roiv hayoytzei, so the Rashi, that's Shimush. Shimush is also b'shivrei kailin. But Hano is Mutter. This is Shitas HaRashba. The Beis HaLevi, in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis, asks Akash on the Rashba, so it comes out, lahaloche. Okay, let me tell you what lahaloche, what the Keveger says. So the Keveger says, according to the Rashba, if a person, the Rashba says over here that Shimush is also a filu, he doesn't touch it. The Shimush is not a filu, there's an Isar of Shimush b'muktzeh. So Rabbi Keveger says, in Simen Shimchav Hei, according to the Rashba, a person is not permitted to sit on a stone. Because he's mishtamish. There's a din of Shimush b'muktzeh. Shimush is us. So the Beis HaLevi asks on the Rashba, he says, this Yesod, we see that it's mutat lishtamish b'muktzeh. The Gemara says that if there's kash al amite, so he should not push it with his hands, because it's muktzeh. It's oimed lahasoke. It's not oimed to be used as a mattress, but it's permitted to lie on it. There's a Gemara, toimnim begize tzemer ve'ein metalpul in oisom. Person is permitted to make hatmone in l'shoinei shal tzemer, but not oimed also for hatmone, it's oimed for something else. Ve'ein metalpul in oisom. One is not permitted to be metalpul them. So you see, it's muktzeh. In Shimush is also. So that's the kasha that they ask on the, that the Beis HaLevi asks on the Rashba. The Stipler in Kilashakev in Sechdes Bey, Simon Dalet, wants to say a teretz as follows. That Be'emison, there's two halachas in Muktzeh. There's one halacha in Muktzeh, as we mentioned before, Ve'chinu as Hashem Yaviyu, that something has to be muchen mi ba'oid yoim, has to be prepared mi ba'oid yoim, before yontav, I'm going to use this for yontav. And he said, in Emerson, that everyone is moide, that you need it should be muchen mi ba'oid yoim. The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda asad noilet, Rabbi Shimon didn't asad noilet, the machloikis is, how much do you need in order to make it muchen? Rabbi Yehuda holds he had to have bideya to use it. In the veila, if he would know that the behemah would die, he wanted to use it the next day for dog food. If he didn't have beferish a day behedya to use it, so that's not called muchen. Rabbi Shimon holds, since it's oimed for something else, but since there's a possibility that it might be used for this also, so that also falls into the category of vehechinu. He says, in Yesod, everyone is moide that you need vehechinu, but the shaila is, what makes it vehechinu? That is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now there's another, that's a din in vehechinu, and that the Rashba says, shimush is called, it can only be mishtamish with something that was muchen mibo'ed yoy. Now there's another din, that one is not allowed to be metaltal, something that's not a keli. Eitzim babonim is also betiltal. And this, the Rambam says, why did they ask for this? This is Gorab Sanandra Tam. This is a Tam just like Shloye Dibucha B'Shabbos Ki Dibucha B'Choyl, Shloye Tiltucha B'Shabbos Ki Tiltucha B'Choyl. You're only allowed to be metaltal Kalim. You're not allowed to be metaltal Eitzim Vavonim. What if he had in Zinin to use this Kalim, with this stone, is without a yichud loilam, it won't help, because this is a new issa. This does not go v'chlal into the inyan of hachone. This goes into this abezundere isra tilpul. So the title wants to say as follows: Lalocha we paskin like Rab Shimon that the emison. So this case of kash, in this case of gizei tzemer. So even though it's not oimid, kash is oimid lahasok, gizei tzemer is oimid for something else. But since there's always a remote possibility, it could also be used for this purpose. It could be used for atmana. It could be used for sleeping. So the mele, the mukze of a hechinu geit nishton, because we paskin according to Rav Shimon. But afal pikein, since it's not a keili, so there's another din, there's an isil tiltul. So that is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that kash in gizei tzema ein metaltul anoysam. Ein metaltul anoysam is als this, the darabon on the kedin of that one is not permitted to be metaltul something that is not a keili. Afal pikein, the iser shimush does not apply, because aloha we paskin like Rab Shimon. So according to Rab Shimon, that what there was a potential that he might use it for another purpose, that makes it also muchen. So if it makes it muchen, so therefore one is permitted lishkei volos.